The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Us here on the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, Skype username, lrn.fm. You can bring up anything you want, and of course we always bring stuff to the table that we find interesting, worthy of discussion with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
Renee.
And Johnson.
And of course we've got a website. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. You can submit content right there to the front page of the site. And you get to actually vote on what is there as well, as submitted by other listeners. It's a free Reddit-based system, so go ahead and get interactive there and enjoy it. Coming up, Johnson, you've got a drama quiz. Quiz questions to, what, indicate how drawn to drama one is?
Yep.
We're going to get into that. Plus, Utah, according to KSL.com, has become the first state to declare pornography a public health crisis. Utah became the first state in the country, this is breaking news as of today, to declare pornography a public health crisis and called on the industry and businesses Tuesday to help keep, quote, evil, degrading, addictive materials away from children.
It's always for the children.
Yeah. Governor Gary Herbert signed a resolution that the state legislature unanimously passed. So every single person, every state representative, every state senator voted for this, unanimous, calling for education, prevention, research, and policy changes to address the pornography epidemic. We realize this is a bold assertion, said the governor, acknowledging some would disagree that it has become a health crisis. He says it is, in fact, full-fledged truth. Herbert also signed a bill requiring computer technicians to report to authorities finding child pornography in the course of their work. Senator Todd Weiler from Woods Cross said his resolution doesn't ban anything or infringe on freedom of speech, although it does call for policy changes. So this is them just making a statement.
Right.
This is them saying that pornography is this public health crisis, and now they want to do education, prevention, research, and policy changes. So the restrictions will come with the policy changes, and I'm sure they'll be proposing specific ideas very, very soon. Weiler says he was mocked and scorned in some major publications for raising the issue. Says he wants to safeguard children from exposure to sexually explicit images. Now, if anything, young people today are more likely to encounter some of the most extreme pornography out there.
Right.
Because of the internet. You know, when, Johnson, you and I were growing up, it was, I remember, I think, I don't know if I was in kindergarten or first grade or whatever, it was pretty early on when someone was sliding a Playboy magazine underneath the seats of the school bus. We were just, you know, taking turns looking at it and then sliding it back and forth. So,
you know, when I was young, you know, other than magazines, you know, you couldn't get your online porn without hearing that horrible wee.
And even then, it was slow going.
Yeah,
on the
and then
downloads.
you had to the anticipation, like as the porn loaded line by line.
yeah, videos were not a thing back then.
Right.
It was waiting for the picture
for an
to
image,
load.
A single image, yes.
Yeah. And they actually had BBSs that were porn BBSs, too. So these were the things that existed prior to the internet, where there were sort of, you would call them with your computer modem, and you could leave messages for people and play games with other people.
Shout out to Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
You actually talked to Chip?
No. I'm just suggesting that that was one of the first images I can recall downloading for me.
And wasn't that a fake?
I think it might have been. I don't know, you know.
So, anyway, he says he was mocked and scorned. This is the guy who wrote the bill. Says he's not advocating any new laws, but asking businesses and government agencies to, quote, do the right thing. unquote. We have restaurants, fast food restaurants, some of which cater to children who are providing free and unfiltered Wi-Fi as well as public libraries, Weiler said. If a library or McDonald's or anyone else was giving out cigarettes to our children, we would be picketing them. The senator said state and federal leaders need to encourage internet service providers to make default settings porn-free and make people opt in to pornography. Now, didn't they try something like this in Australia, where all internet service providers were basically told to, and I don't remember if it was that I think they were told to ban certain types of pornography just straight out, and at a federal level, where there was like a federal restriction list of sites that were not acceptable. And so, you know, they're not quite there yet here in the United States, but nonetheless, this is, I think, a disturbing story. Even if you don't really much care for pornography, you should still support it on a basis of free speech, that people should be able to make this kind of stuff, even the most extreme porn. And we reported years ago on a porn producer named Max Hardcore. I know this was not his given name, obviously. It was his stage name. And he would have he was producing some of the most kind of obscene pornography out there. And let's say bodily fluids were involved quite frequently. And
isn't he the one who was responsible for Sasha Grey licking the toilet seat?
I couldn't tell you.
Why?
Sounds like his kind of work, though. Right. And they ended up going after him during the Bush administration for creating obscenity. He ended up getting convicted. I don't remember if he took a plea or what happened, you know, what the details were of the case. But it was a sad case because, yeah, his porn was gross, but it wasn't. Anyone was forced to do it. No one, you know, none of the actresses or actors in his films had a gun to their head. And, you know, we're being forced to do it. The people who are buying it weren't being forced to purchase it. So why should it have been any of the government's business whatsoever? And, you know, one of the fears was that they were going to go from there and go after other pornographers. Well, now that we know that we can pick off the fringe, we'll go after the less fringe.
Right.
Because the other pornographers wouldn't really stand behind the guy. They kind of cowered over to the side and were hoping that, well, you know, we're not as extreme, so maybe they'll leave us alone. But the problem is, if you don't stand up for the people that are saying or doing or creating the most extreme forms of free speech, then you can't expect anybody to be there when they finally come after you. Weiler called on the multi-billion-dollar pornography industry to, quote, help us protect children from your evil, degrading, addictive, harmful substances. If adults want to do that, that's their choice. Now, if you're running a company and some politician says, help us stop children from your evil product,
right,
you know, and then just names a bunch of insulting terms at your company,
right,
is that going to make you likely to want to help them?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not. Father called in 2013, the legislature passed another resolution from this man saying softcore or, quote, gateway pornography hurts brain development in young people.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No.
What?
No. No.
No what?
No. That's disgusting. What a stupid argument. Isn't that what they always say? Number one, it's always harming the young people, but literally the brain development? Really?
So are you saying that pornography doesn't hurt the young person's brain development?
I wouldn't think so. No.
Well, obviously, I don't know what kind of studies have been done, and of course...
Yeah, what's their standards? I wonder what the, you know, what the, you know, what's harm, what's, you know...
I don't know.
What constitutes
all
that?
I think anything that the government doesn't agree with is harmful to the developing brain.
Now, look, I think that pornography can be an addiction for people, and that can do some damage to somebody's life in the same way that any addiction can do damage to someone's life. If you're addicted to video games, and all you do is play video games, and you don't go to work... And this has happened to people where they neglect their significant other. They're not getting up from the chair to go, you know, sit down for dinner. Take 15 minutes out from the game. They're calling in at work. They're, you know, not showing up. I bet you there are people that have porn habits that are equally as destructive.
Yep.
So I get that argument.
If you could somehow prove that exposing children to porn then created that kind of a porn habit, I could consider that harm.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we don't know yet what the proposal is going to be here. But given that this passed unanimously, not one single dissenting vote in the state of Utah on in the state legislature for this, given that it passed unanimously, it seems like that anything that's proposed is likely going to pass. So that's kind of disturbing. If anything, though, there is a bright side to this, and that is that, well, there's no doubt that political migrations are successful. Utah being the first state to ever do this, and what do you know, the Mormons concentrated their efforts there. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-718-3929. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-718-3929. That's 1-800-718-3929. 1-800-718-3929.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And like a lot of things, you know, on the internet, scientific studies, you can find studies that'll back up your viewpoint. And there are politicians now in Utah who are citing some kind of studies, and they're saying that, you know, pornography is this evil, degrading, addictive, harmful substance, and that it is a public health crisis. It's now the first state in the United States to declare pornography, all pornography, a public health crisis. They even go after what is called softcore porn. Typically, the definition of that includes not actually showing penetration. So, you know, something you might see on, like, Game of Thrones or you know, some sort of cinema. Oh, sorry about that, Renee. Try that one more time.
Yeah. I don't watch Game of Thrones for that reason.
Because there's sex in it?
Basically, the South Park parody basically did it for me. I watched like 5 minutes of it. Daryl, who's on most weeknights.
Daryl's a big fan of that show.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw a couple episodes. I was entertained, but it wasn't enough to really bring me back for more. So, you know, that's what you would see on, like, Cinemax or Showtime or whatever. They're going to show softcore pornography. And so Utah is going after all of it.
Sorry, guys. What show is Daryl addicted to?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's fantastic. How can you not like Game of Thrones?
Like I said, I thought it was fine. I just didn't come back to it.
It has very little to do with, you know, my, like, enjoyment of that show has very little to do with, like, oh, there's sex scenes in it, because they're not that frequent.
Well, apparently that's what turned Renee off.
Have you seen the South Park parody?
Did you know that they actually stopped doing most of the sex scenes because Emilia Clarke put her foot down?
Who's that, one of the actresses?
That's Khaleesi, one of the very main characters, the mother of dragons, the blonde one. And she said, like, look, I'm not doing any more sex scenes. Huh. Done.
So that was it.
Yeah, so that was it. And so they've kind of ramped it down a little bit. I mean, there's still sex scenes in the show, but
it's still a horrible show.
It's HBO.
What's horrible?
It's not
about
a horrible
it?
Show. It's a very
it just
good
sucks.
Show.
It's
but you gotta have reasons why something sucks.
It doesn't
don't
make
you?
Any sense. It doesn't draw me in. It's just lame.
Okay, you can say it's not for you. Like, you know, the whole dragons and swords.
You have to focus
thing.
A little bit.
I don't
it's a
understand.
Long running plot that you can't just pick up by, like, looking at the TV every few minutes and, like.
Yeah, that's true. Renee does tend to sit on her phone and not pay close attention, so that might be a factor.
Well, I mean, at least with, like, Bates Motel, I can listen, and basically, even if I miss, like, a few sentences, I can, you know, follow
exactly.
the storyline. Game of Thrones, you do that, and it's like,
Game
what happened?
Like, that was really interesting. Oh, look, a deer.
I do like the Bates Motel show. That is a good one. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the state of Utah unanimously passing a resolution basically saying that pornography is a health crisis, a public health crisis, and they need to have education, prevention, research.
So much chafing. We can't deal with all of this chafing. The hospitals are just, we're running out of lotion.
Several researchers and anti-porn advocates joined the governor for the ceremonial bill signing. Clay Olson, co-founder of Fight the New Drug, called it a historic moment for Utah and a step in the right direction. He said, quote, "This is a challenge young people are dealing with at a level we have never seen." He was at the time wearing a, quote, "porn kills love," unquote, t-shirt. Isn't it true that there are some couples that actually use pornography to sort of spice things up a little bit?
Yeah, I would think so.
I've seen it.
But this is Mormon country. I mean, why don't they just cross their, like, love of magical underwear with chastity belts and lock the magical underwear onto people, you know, like, so they can't, like,
that's really a thing. The magic underwear is like a Mormon thing. They
I know.
Do that.
Yes.
Well, when you first say something like that, it sounds like a joke, but it's really,
yeah, it's really
part
real
of
thing.
Their religion.
Yeah, they have magic underwear.
Now, do they call it magic underwear? Or is
I think
that just,
so. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, somebody fill me in. I'm...
You'll have to look this one up because
yeah,
I don't remember. It's been
I
want to
give a more clinical, like,
yeah.
you know.
We did actually have years ago, and this came up, I don't know, 7 years ago or something like that on Free Talk Live. We did actually have a real Mormon call in and explain what the magic underwear is and why they wear it. So we'll find out more about that. We'll come back to it, Renee. But BYU, that's Brigham Young University, that's the guy who was, like, really big in the Mormon church. BYU's family life professor, Brian Willoughby, says he believes there's now enough research to suggest pornography is a significant health crisis. Numerous studies, he claims, connect pornography use to lower mental health outcomes and relationship well-being and detrimental expectations about sex. Now, I can see I can see the last part for sure. Like, pornography is fantasy. So, you know, real life probably isn't going to mirror pornography as far as what goes on in the bedroom, nor necessarily should it, because a lot of porn is made by men for men. It's not something that is particularly, let's say, concerned with how the lady feels and with, you know, how a lady is treated in a sexual encounter. And I can definitely see that somebody who's sort of grown up watching pornography could have unhealthy and unrealistic expectations about what sex is actually like. So I get that. But that's almost like saying that, you know, that you shouldn't watch action movies because it gives you a false expectation about what a gunfight might be like or whatever. So I think that people should have realistic expectations, and I can agree that porn might sort of defeat that to some extent, but by no means does that mean it's a health crisis. That just means that it's something that people need to be informed about.
And I don't believe that porn is at fault for unhealthy attitudes towards sex.
What is?
I would say probably the lack of discussion surrounding it.
Absolutely. I think that's a real factor, which is one of the reasons why probably a lot of people turn to porn to learn what they think is learning about sex, because maybe their parents won't talk to them about it.
Right. Absolutely.
And I highly doubt that parents in Utah are giving good conversations. Obviously, I'm being very general here, and there are probably some, you know, sexually open parents in Utah. But, you know, given the stigma that sex tends to have across a lot of religions in the United States, I think that's definitely true. Still, more research is needed, says the BYU professor about the short-term and long-term effects of pornography, saying, quote, "We're far from being able to make definitive causal statements about what pornography does and how it influences everyone who views it." Here's a suggestion. It might be different for everyone. Maybe everyone who views pornography won't respond in the exact same way to it. Think that's possible? Maybe people who are raised in sexually repressive households will respond differently to pornography than people who are raised in households where there's conversation about sex, where sex is not a forbidden topic.
Something else I thought of, you mentioned that one of the politicians in that article had said something along the lines of pornography is one of the biggest challenges facing our young people today.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've asked any young people, and how many young people have actually said, when asked, what
I can't get my homework done. I just don't have time.
That's a good question. There is actually a study that I've had here in my show prep for a few months. We never got to it. About teens and adults who are opting for pornography is less risky than actually having sex. So the suggestion is that if you're a teenager and you're watching pornography instead of having sex, well, guess what? You're not going to get any STDs. You're certainly not going to get any pregnancies out of that. Toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Pornography a public health crisis? That's what the state of Utah unanimously voted in their state representatives, state senators, and governor just within the last, I think it was today, to declare it a public health crisis, saying that it's evil, saying that it's harmful, that it's terrible, and there's no doubt that anything that you can be addicted to can be a problem. And certainly there are people that have pornography addictions. But isn't it also possible that it could be a good thing? There's a story over the Washington Examiner suggesting that teens and older adults in America are shifting to virtual sex. They're choosing pornography because it's less risky than actually having sex, according to a new survey of porn in America.
So, freedom could be described as an addiction.
Freedom?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of people, you know, especially if you're an activist, I mean, you're doing freedom, you know, you're trying to increase freedom, even though it's detrimental and harmful to yourself.
Yeah.
You're definitely addicted to it if you're harming yourself.
I would agree with that. I mean, I'm not harming myself, but usually the actions of the government will harm you if you're doing too much freedom stuff.
Right.
And
but doing the activism, though, you are kind of putting yourself in harm's way, I guess. You could kind of describe it. I mean, I know it's...
Sure, but you're in a way,
that's
anyway.
Victim blaming. I get that, but...
Yeah. There's no doubt that there are consequences to doing things like civil disobedience and saying no to the government.
Yep.
And it is, once you've said no to the state, then it's something you want to keep doing. You don't want to... Once you've stood up for yourself,
you don't want to back down anymore after that. And, of course, unless you back down here and there, you will likely end up in on the inside of a cage.
Right.
So I definitely agree with you on that, Johnson.
And that's why I can't have a job. I'm addicted to freedom. I'd much rather be at home on the couch being free.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. We'll talk more about the what is likely going to be at some point a crackdown on pornography in Utah. This is just the beginning of it. It's just a resolution at this point, calling for what they say will be policy changes, and that'll be where things become crackdown on free speech, in my opinion. But let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ralph.
As you know, this is primary day in New York City, in New York State, and there's a lot of anticipation and anxiety over what's going to happen here. But,
what are your predictions? You're just outside of New York in New Jersey, the primary, of course, going today.
Trump is going to emerge, you know.
What about the Democratic race?
It would be Hillary, I suppose.
You think so?
Yeah.
Do you think she's going to win because of the hot sauce?
That being said,
what hot sauce?
Despite the fact that Obama is not in the ballot, this election is a referendum on Obama, okay?
Huh? And, it's a referendum, you said?
Yes.
How is that?
How?
Yeah.
Did you ask me how?
Yeah, how is this election a referendum on Obama?
Are you really? Are you living in an alternative world, or you what's,
no? I don't understand how an election that doesn't involve Barack Obama is a referendum about Barack Obama. Please make the connection for me.
What is happening in our country right now? You tell me.
There's a lot happening in the United States right now. I don't understand the question.
Are things doing well or what?
They're doing terribly, but they were doing terribly after George W. Bush.
Here we go again. I mean, Bush is long gone in retirement.
And he's bad, and so is Barack Obama. How is this election a referendum?
On what he has done.
Barack Obama's just like George W. Bush, man. They're both the same guy, as far as I'm concerned. One with a little darker skin tone.
And the next guy will be, too.
Yeah, or gal. Right.
I mean, this is so amazing, you know. This is so amazing. This is like,
what? What's so amazing? The fact that I consider politicians to be of the same ilk?
Do you remember what Barack Obama said when he was running for president about change and how change was going to happen and how it didn't happen?
It didn't happen, according to you, my dear lady, that the change did not happen, according to you. This is a first for this program to have a lady.
No, it is. Wait a minute. It's not a first. It's not a first. We've had female co-hosts on and off over the years. But you're not going to have Ralph disagree with you that Obama's a bad guy. I mean, he's constantly harping on Obama, which, by all means, harp on Obama, but don't act like George W. Bush has his hands clean.
I'm surprised, though, that Ralph is...
Have you been following what's going on there in Brazil? How come if they can impeach, the president there, how come we can't do the same over here?
Wait, they impeached the Brazilian president?
That's right. This is a move to impeach her.
Good for them.
They used wax.
In charge. come on. I'm just kind of like wondering.
Isn't it a little late at this point? I mean, look, Barack Obama's going to be out of office in less than a year, so the whole impeachment process thing, even if they were to go through with it, would be pretty much futile.
Less than a year cannot come quickly enough.
It'll be here before you know it. I mean, he's a lame duck, dude. There's not really anything that you can do about him at this point.
I agree with you, Ralph. Let's get Obama out of office.
I want to know if Ralph heard about Hillary's hot sauce.
Good advice.
Ralph, did you hear about Hillary's hot sauce?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
No, I didn't.
You got to Google that, Ralph. I want to hear about your opinions.
Well, give me a summary. I mean,
so she got on the radio, and I mean, apparently this is a real thing, but she decided she wanted to pander. So she was on like 105 something or other, but it was it was a black morning show, and they asked her what thing do you always carry with you? Like, you're going around the campaign trail. What do you always carry? And she comes out with hot sauce is her reply on this black morning show.
What?
And they're all like, come on. They're all like, are you kidding me? Like, right now you're going to pander like this? And so they're like, you're pandering to the black morning radio crew? And she's like, yeah, is it working?
Wow.
Like, she did this.
on this.
I would have asked her what brand. Put her on the spot.
She and de Blasio just made some off-color jokes at the New York, what was it? Some sort of rally. Oh, de Blasio was endorsing her, and they made some racist jokes.
Wow.
Something along the lines of, I'm running on CP time.
CP, yeah. CP.
What does that mean?
There's a double standard going on in there. Okay?
Thank you, Ralph, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. What does that mean, CP time?
CP traditionally means colored person time.
Oh.
And I think she, de Blasio said, sorry, I'm late. I'm running on CP time. And she said, consider it politician time or something like that.
Wow.
Cautious politician time.
Wow, I've never heard that one before.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll link you the article.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453.
Around here we call it LP time.
So what did you think that the hot sauce was? Did she say what brand?
It's something squirrel something or other. I've heard the name.
Squirrel hot sauce.
She's just something else. But, I mean, I don't know. Okay. I looked it up, but the brand is...
Let's go to Hung Like Jesus, calling from Georgia on Skype. Hello, Hung.
Hey, Ian, and the rest of you in there.
Hey, Dick.
I don't know what the hell Ralph is going to talk about when Obama's out of office.
Well, if it's a Democrat elected, he'll probably rail against whoever the Democrat is. So, I think that's a fair prediction.
I mean, it's like he just woke up. And so for somebody who can hardly even speak English, he still has a lot of critique about America. I'm just kind of sick of hearing from Ralph. He's just one person I'm just sick of. I can even hardly even understand what he's even saying most of the time. I can't
honestly, same here.
We try our best to, get him to repeat things and try to understand what he's... Well, we do our best here on Free Talk Live. But anything else you want to share tonight, Hung? Your thoughts on Hillary and the hot sauce incident?
That's just ridiculous. I have no... I'm not a part of that game. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say is that I've been wanting to say it for a long time. I'm really sick of Ralph. Like, I don't know. I don't know what he's going to say when Obama's out of office. What are you going to talk about?
Ralph does his radio show one call at a time.
he'll still be obsessed with race. So, even if Obama's...
Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, Black Lives Matter. They're just the evil that's in the country.
Thanks, Hung, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. Toll-free number is 855-453. So, I don't get it. I've never heard that it's like a thing. Is it supposed to be like a stereotype that black people like hot sauce?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, see, I never heard that one. I've heard the fried chicken stereotype.
Well, what do they put the hot sauce on? That's the
fried chicken?
Yeah, fried chicken.
Okay, that's news to me. I've never heard anything about black people in Buffalo.
By the way.
I heard the chicken, but...
Toll free number tonight, 855-453. Yeah, and actually, that's a pretty good thing to carry along with you. I mean, if you're going to...
Yeah, no.
If you're into hot sauce...
She also carries red chili pepper.
She wins a point there.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 3733, whether it's hot sauce or pornography or whatever's on your mind, we'll talk about it with you. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And you know what? If you want to save big time on your Amazon purchases, go to saveitpurse.com and get your shopping started there. Save a T purse. Saveitpurse.com. You can save 20% easily on pretty much anything that you want to buy from Amazon. I've been doing this for more than a year. I've probably had 50 transactions, and it's been fantastic. It works very, very well. If you want to save more than 20%, you can. You select your discount at saveitpurse.com. Now, the catch is you have to have Bitcoin to make this possible. That's how you get these awesome deals. Go learn how it works. It's super simple, and it works well. Save it purse. SaveATPurse.com. And as we continue with your calls and thoughts, more about Utah's, not a ban, but a resolution calling pornography a public health crisis.
It's not a ban.
We'll come back to that. First, Darius is in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live, and a drama quiz on the way as well. Darius, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome.
Excuse me. I want to bring up, Ralph's point where Obama's slogan was hope and change, and I wanted to agree with him that, yeah, he did bring change towards a more of a dictatorial state, and hope was more of a selling point, you know, to try to sell people on a false prophecy of hope.
Absolutely. And that's what they do every 4 years.
Right. Absolutely, and he wasn't any different. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
But he was black. That's why he was different.
Well, he did open the door to a Democratic socialist, basically, you know, being a heartbeat away from getting the Democratic nomination. I don't know that Bernie Sanders would have been. He would. I think he would have been laughed out of the party had Obama not, carved out a path.
Right. And it's actually, it's a flawed way of thinking to think that these elected officials are actually the ones that are in charge, because the ones that are above them, the ones that are actually pulling the strings are the ones that are actually in charge, the unnamed politicians.
You mean the Bilderberg group or?
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. The ones that are there perpetually, members of the Trilateral Group Commission, the CFR, and the like. If you
isn't that the same thing as the Bilderberg group? Aren't like you know? Aren't
no,
they basically
not
the same?
Well, no, not really, because those are just okay. Even not even talking about those two organizations. If you look at the offices, maybe not the offices, wrong word, but if you look at the people that are there perpetually from president to president, those are the ones that rarely get named, and those are the ones, like for example, like advisors and the like. I think those are the ones that are actually like really holding the power. Who knows who's really above? Now, I know it's sounding kind of conspiracy, you know.
I absolutely agree with you. The president is basically just a face.
Yeah, I know. I get where you're coming from. I was just teasing with the whole Bilderberg thing. I think there is something to be said for the idea that there are kind of puppet masters up there that, you know, you can't make it to the presidential level without having gotten some sort of nod of approval.
Without investing, you know,
right.
A few million with Goldman Sachs.
Or whoever's pulling the strings, and that's what you're saying. You don't really know who they are, Darius, but you suspect that they're there.
Just like how we think, you know, what's his name? The head of Microsoft. But Bill Gates.
We think he's like not the head of Microsoft. It hasn't been for over a
no,
decade.
No, he hasn't been for a while, of course, the ex-head, right? But we think, like, we're being told, like, every couple years, whatever, he's, like, the richest man in the world. But he's not. You got to look at the you know, the Rothschilds and, you know, the Rockefellers. These are the people whose family's worth are in the trillions of dollars. That's wealth. That's not even being rich anymore, you know? And that's something that gets passed down through generations and generations, and it can never be spent. And that kind of power, that kind of money, wields the kind of power that can dictate what certain policies get implemented on a general public level.
Thanks, Darius, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, one of the problems that I have with the whole puppet masters, behind-the-scenes manipulators, that viewpoint is, and I'm not saying that it's not true, okay, I'm not saying that, but one of the problems that I have with it is that it really is something that can defeat people, right? Because if it's really true that these people are in control of everything, and they're pulling all the strings...
Well, not necessarily, then, it's just the influence itself. I mean, in any power structure you see, basically, even small, wee baby governments, if you will, like what we had next door, people...
Oh, wee baby government.
Wee baby governments. People gang up.
People are trying to manipulate the system.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
Sure, but so, okay, I see what you're saying when it comes to a small level.
A more realistic view of the puppet master...
I don't think it's necessarily unrealistic that there are people pulling strings, you know, at the federal level. But the problem with that viewpoint is that it leads people down a road to defeatism where they feel like they can't make a difference, where they feel like, well, you can't fight City Hall. You can't go up against the state because, well, they're too ensconced.
Well,
they're too
powerful. Well, the smaller the government, the easier it is. But
that's
federally,
true.
No. Sorry. You don't have a chance.
I agree with you there. I mean, ultimately, you can't really change anything at the federal level. You know, whether or not there are puppet masters behind the scenes, the people who are in front of the scenes, the existing politicians, have for decades rigged the game to where you can't compete. So even if our friend and co-host Daryl W. Perry gets the Libertarian Party nomination this May, so that's when the nominating convention happens, is the Memorial Day weekend. Even if he does, by some, you know, wonderful circumstance, actually end up getting nominated, well, the system is designed to shut him out, and or whoever it is, John McAfee or whoever ends up with the nomination.
Even the Libertarian Party, small time.
The infighting within the party, or what?
Right, or the fact that Gary Johnson is likely to win the nomination, even though I consider him to be fairly unprincipled. But
I hope you're
the
wrong.
Obvious choice, but I believe Gary is just the face they're looking for.
I don't think he's got a shoe. I don't think Gary Johnson is a shoe-in this year. I don't think that he is.
I know, and there's a lot of people out there that are like are willing to support Austin Peterson.
Exactly.
That's disturbing. Look,
right.
There's no doubt that the Libertarian Party has been corrupted and co-opted, and that's something that's happened, you know, in front of our faces. where people like Bob Barr or these other unprincipled folks have come into the party. And Bob Barr got the nomination from the Libertarian Party right. in 2008. That was right before I publicly resigned from the LP because I was sick of the direction, the unprincipled anti-freedom direction that they were going in.
Why bother being a libertarian if at that point? It's like, just be a Republican.
Well, right. You have Republicans
taking
over.
I don't want to be a Republican
over.
That's going to lose. Like, that's just Republican losers is what the Libertarian Party
but they feel
often
like they're,
bounces to becoming.
I get what you're saying, but those people feel like they're in charge of something. Yeah. Right? Okay, we can't win in the Republican Party, so we'll take over the Libertarian Party.
They get to
so
feel
we'll
put powerful.
On a show. So, I think that Gary Johnson was a step up from Bob Barr. Not a huge step up, but he was slightly better. I think what the Libertarian Party has tended to go for in the last decade has been candidates that have name recognition. They don't care anymore about whether the candidate has principled viewpoints, and they haven't since 2004 when they nominated Michael Badnarik. He was a decent candidate. He was the last decent candidate they fielded.
I still have a Michael Badnarik campaign sign around somewhere.
Yeah, you know, he was good. He was no Harry Brown, but he was pretty good.
Did Ron Paul run as Libertarian?
1988. Ron Paul ran in 1988 as a Libertarian president.
Mary Ruart has been the only worthwhile Libertarian Party candidate that's run in the past, decade.
I do not believe she's ever run as the presidential candidate.
She certainly has.
You'll have to give me more details on that. She ran against Gary Johnson in 2012 for the nomination, but did not get it. So Johnson
I don't think she's ever, you're right. I don't think she's ever been nominated. No, you're absolutely
okay.
right.
Yeah, right,
she's
right.
not actually gotten the nomination.
Yeah, she was great, and it was a close call, right. which is why I think that this convention they're going to have in May is to some extent anybody's game because it's still there's still this fight going on within the Libertarian Party.
I will say that despite her not getting a nomination, I did vote for her twice.
You mean in the general election?
Yeah, I wrote in Mary Ruart twice. Once when she wasn't even seeking the nomination.
Well, so if I had to pick, what they're more likely to do, I would say they'll choose John McAfee because he's got better name recognition than Gary Johnson. And if you're going to pick between two unprincipled candidates, you might as well go with the guy with better name recognition, who's arguably a better libertarian.
Or you could just vote for Vermin Supreme.
I will say also analogy.
He's going
to
run.
It's a great analogy because we do really kind of need to remove the virus from the White House.
Well, right, and who hasn't seen, who's used a computer for more than 5 years hasn't seen the name McAfee?
Yeah.
So it's a fairly recognizable name. The toll-free number is 855-453. That said, I still support Darrell W. Perry. I hope that he can make it. And Will Coley, also the first ever Muslim vice presidential candidate in the history of the United States. Hour 2's coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.